Turkey's prime minister has insinuated that Ankara will take action if the Syrian army liberates the strategic town of Azaz in the province of Aleppo from foreign-backed militants. In response to a reporter asking him whether Ankara will step up action in the event of the capture of Azaz, Ahmet Davutoğlu said, quote, "Wait for the next few days and you'll have your answer." And he made the comment while addressing reporters en route to Turkey from the Netherlands. He also noted that he'd spoken with German Chancellor Angela Merkel about the need to end Russia's airstrikes in Syria, claiming that it would help stop the flow of Syrian refugees to Turkey and Europe. Davutoglu's remarks come as the Syrian army forces, backed by Russian air cover, have been making fresh gains against terrorists in the province of Aleppo. The advance is part of a broader government offensive against anti-Damascus militants. And political commentator Joe Icebreaker says that Turkey has been a sponsor of terrorists in Syria for some 5 years.
The question is, will Turkey try to reopen the corridor to Aleppo in support of its mercenaries who are trapped there? They've sponsored these armies for 5 years now. The blood of over 200,000 Syrians is on their hands. And certainly, I believe that Erdogan and Davutoğlu would be willing to kill many more. But are they willing to lose? Last week, as you said, the supply lines from Turkey to Aleppo were cut by Syrian troops backed by Russian air support. I think if Ankara was to go forward with this, I don't think they can count on anything from NATO much more than speeches.